There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pits of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is a dimension of imagination in an area which we call Elder Dragon Journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are finally back. Took us a long while, but holidays were a bitch, especially for some of us people working here. This is Igor, and as always with me is Niksha. Say hi, Niksha.
Hi, Niksha.
Have you been good through the holidays?
Yeah, I've been good during the whole holidays, so Santa could bring me things.
Did he get you anything?
No.
You know what the Santa slash my girlfriend got me? Foiled, Japanese signed Factor Fiction. With the old border.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Therese Nielsen's signature and everything. Oh my god.
That's...
Yeah, I have it right here and it's just bloody wonderful. So yeah, I've been a good boy. Apparently.
Oh, yeah. Santa actually got me, so... That's nice. Pants I can finally wear pants while recording.
And being telephone that.
Yeah, ignore that right away.
But yeah, pants are good. But do you have any Commanders of the Week, Niksha?
Commanders of the Week? Well, there's actually a funny story, so yes, I do. My Commander of the Week is Sig River Cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
So the story goes like this. There was a traditional 1v1 Commander tournament for the end of the year, a few days ago. And I decided not to go because I just didn't feel like going there... paying the entrance fee and then getting utterly humiliated by some decks. And I was on the tournament, but I didn't participate, and I saw a bunch of Zurgos. And the ones that strike bells, not the one that strikes helms.
Still Zurgos.
There was a lot of Zurgos, and some cats, a Prosh, a Sram, some elves. But, you know, that's about it. Mostly competitive decks, and of course, a Zurgo deck won, so...
G.
There we go. It looks like the salty bands didn't work. I'm still convinced those were just salty bands.
I mean, it's either that or people were like, okay, don't ban my Zergo, just ban everything else.
And one of my friends, he was kind of glad hearing that I wasn't going on the tournament because he just didn't want to, you know, randomly run into ninjas and then lose. And just lose randomly because I get a sword and then his cats don't do anything. And then I told him not to worry, I won't be there. And then I borrowed my ninjas to another friend, and guess who matched up? Round
womp,
two.
Womp. Did he randomly get beaten?
Yep. The ninjas assassinated the cats.
Wow.
It was like a satellite assassination, so I couldn't take the blame.
But still, you were the culprit.
Kind of, yeah. My deck was the culprit.
Good god.
So I managed to get him and his cats while not playing in the tournament. Now that's ninja.
That's how good you are.
Yep.
Wow. Mightily impressed.
I mean, it helps when he mulligans to four cards, you know.
But never mind.
Never mind that. They're cats. It's a Rahbo. He deserves to burn.
Wow. Being really subtle with your hatred.
It's not that it's not hatred as much as, you know, he's just unfair.
Yeah.
Like, really unfair. I mean, in a 1v1, he just plays a Savannah line, and the next turn the Savannah line attacks for 5.
For a quarter of your health.
And if you put in that Exalted Cat turn 2, that's a 6.
Ooh.
And it just gets worse from... If he gets the Infect Cat out, oh, you're in for a world of hurt.
Infect Cat at least buys you a turn.
Because it doesn't actually kill you right away.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Unless you berserk it.
Oh, yeah.
berserk actually... Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. So, yeah. Sig managed to cut some throats. How about you, Igor?
First, I want to mention just the thing that made me salty a couple of weeks ago, and you still remember it, I think. I managed to become freaking banned from the Magic subreddit.
Did you actually... talk about that?
I tweeted about that, but we didn't record in the meantime because holidays happened. But yeah, basically, I posted a thing that wasn't actually offensive. I could even put screenshots in the description of the show. But basically, the talk was Jeremy and from Unstacked Media and feminism and all that. And I just said that, you know, you can be an anti-feminist without being a huge asshole. And then I got banned for that. So remember that time we were talking how you need to be cordial and nice to people when you're discussing things on the internet? Apparently not.
Well, you also forgot that you shouldn't be expressing your opinion.
But see, that's problematic.
Oh, well.
Because if there is just one, you know, kind of opinion, that's kind of stupid.
I know, but this is the situation we live in, right?
But, yeah, but this is basically retarded, and here we are. I got banned, I sent a message to the mods, but they either ignored it or something, so I don't know. But anyway, I got to play some Commander this last week, the usual group of people, and I managed to have one wonderful game where I had a Hokori, the Dust Drinker, him out, and people were already...
Did you just say a wonderful game with a Hokori?
Oh yeah, it was wonderful for me.
Oh, of course.
Hokori, and then like a turn later, I put out Sire of Insanity, and people just started scooping.
Yep, it does.
I'm having fun this way. And funnily enough, people are actually more receptive to my Armageddons than to Marco's Back to Basics.
Oh,
I at
know.
Least, you know...
I know.
I'm at least cordial enough to, you know, kill everything and that's it.
Well,
with him,
you
know, he just...
After Armageddon, you still get to play your lands that untap. During Back to Basics, you don't.
Yep.
You play your tap lands, you don't untap.
And that made me so happy. Look, I'm actually being a nicer person for playing Armageddon. How fucked up is that?
Kind of.
I had that game and also had a game where Hokori had a sort of feast and famine on him. Turns out that's good.
I still remember the Hokori betrayal from a few...
What?
Didn't I mention it already?
I'm sure.
I mentioned it in like one of our like super early shows, but when we were playing a multiplayer tournament, I played against a Hokori, and I sacrificed all of my mana, you know, I just didn't untap with anything, and I sacrificed my turn to get rid of Hokori.
Yeah.
And then the guy next to me just killed me.
Wow. Dickory.
Not the guy that...
Had Hokori.
Had Hokori, but the guy that... I mean, I can't really blame him because I was in lethal range, so...
Yeah,
you
but
know,
still.
Also, it's a tournament. I mean, I don't hold any grudges, but...
You're holding some grudges.
Nah, it's fine.
Gee, multiplayer tournament, doesn't that sound nice?
Well, they were nice. I mean,
imagine
even
if
after
we
that,
had
they
those.
Were still nice.
No, I mean, imagine if we had those and not stupid one-on-one. I'm still being salty about our game shop having only one-on-one EDH tournament.
It might take a while to, you know, show them the error of their ways and make them actually, you know, hold multiplayer tournaments.
I don't know if we'll even be able to, you know, make them hold multiplayer tournaments.
I mean, the only thing problematic, which actually isn't that problematic, is keeping scores.
I
know.
Would you rather have a league or a tournament?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know. Because the problem is, if we hold a league, and we include all the players that are playing Commander, like, at all times.
Yep.
Thing is, multiplayer tournaments wouldn't attract the crowd we want to attract.
Whom do you actually want to attract?
Well, the casual players that are there almost every third day or whatever. Whenever there's a Magic event, be it FNM or some premium event, there are always a couple of that small group of Commander players that are always there and playing.
Yep.
And I want them to play with us in tournaments, and I just don't think that a tournament attracts them because they're casual. I mean, it's worth a shot, but I just don't think that a tournament multiplayer format would attract the desirable crowd. I mean, there's a lot of people calling out for a multiplayer tournament that are actually visiting the 1v1 tournaments, so it'll probably happen.
I would much rather have
sure
a league
it,
than...
I'll make sure
I would rather
happens.
I'd rather have a league than a tournament.
I know, but it's quite tiresome to track of all of
that. I mean,
Especially if we're gonna use the custom, you know, points for First Blood and like that.
And that's the thing. You need to talk about which rules are you gonna use.
Yeah. So, I will work towards seeing, towards getting some multiplayer tournaments next year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a league. We'll see about that.
I mean, even tournaments would be nice.
In the meantime, we can talk about all the incredible, beautiful things that happened.
Yeah, 2017, all in all, was a good year for Magic, a good year for Commander. There were some ups and downs, but hey, that's a year.
Yep. So, what do we want to start with first?
Do we want to go through our list, or do we just want to go through just the sets as they came and talk a bit about them?
I mean, there were a lot of sets, but I don't know, I was thinking just going through a...
Yeah, sure thing. So, first thing that we have is the best card of the year and the most hated card of the year. That can be either, you know, the card that annoyed you the most, disappointed you the most, or whatever.
And this is just, you know, not generally what's the just powerful card of the year, but what we think was
our
favorite card.
Yeah, this is completely biased and not factual at all.
Yes. So you can,
if you wanted
your favorite card?
So, there was actually a bunch of good cards, like Ramunap Excavator, the gods from Amonkhet. But I had to go with the most combo-less card of the year, that was the Paradox Engine. Because, damn, that's a stupid card.
Indeed it is.
And it's stupid just on that perfect margin, so it's not, you know, ban-worthy, but it's still completely bonkers once you get it off.
Once you untap with it, yeah.
Which can happen, like, immediately, but... Basically,
yeah.
If they don't crossing grip you or counterspell the Paradox Engine, you're most likely winning.
Well, is there any other honorable... Oh, you actually mentioned
something. I mean, there's a bunch. There is the Felidarian Guardian and all the stupid things that card created. The Sunbird's Invocation, there's a lot.
I see. So my favorite card of the year is kind of similar to yours, actually. It's going to be Aetherflux Reservoir.
Yep, both are basically found in the same decks, most often, in Commander.
So, even though I dislike Storm Modern, it's really funny when you can Storm off in Standard. It's actually quite amusing. And it just allowed me to, you know, try a completely different build than anything I ever play in Modern or Standard. And I like it. I like it a lot, just getting the together and blasting off, almost literally.
Plus, that card did enable that stupid, you animate the cannon with Sidri, shoot somebody for 50 life, get 50 life back.
That is true. Unless, of course, your people are, like, bad-mannered and just conceding.
Aww. I mean, in my opinion, I would just rule it with, yeah, shut up, you got 50 damage, fuck off. The saltiness is resolved on sorcery speed, not instant speed.
Yeah, I get it.
Basically, both of our cards are from Aether Revolt, eh?
Wow. Yep. Yep.
I mean, that was a really strong set. You got Fatal Push in that set, and that's basically been played in most formats you can.
Oh yeah, also my honorable men are also the Snek, because the Snek is just cool. Also, I was into the Voice of the Praetors. What she called
Atraxa.
Atraxa. I was really into my Atraxa deck. I was just reminiscing. It just it reminded me of my old Super Friend days.
Aww.
Fortunately, I did not go back to those Super Friends days.
So... I mean, yeah. Plus, the deck did a lot of fun things in Standard, if I remember correctly.
It's still doing.
I didn't keep up with Standard recently, so...
You know, Walking Ballista, which is also an honorable mention.
And played in every format.
Still played in every format, and the Snek goes really good with Walking Ballista.
Yeah.
I also have Fatal Push, which because it's just so powerful.
You can play it in fucking Vintage, that's how good it is.
And it's much more playable in older formats than in Standard.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Because, you know, in older formats, A, you can trigger Revolt much more easily, and B, most of the threats are at 2 mana or lower.
Yeah.
In Modern especially, like Death Shadow and Guaif. That's why Guaif is actually less played now.
I mean, it was on a decline for a good while, but this just sealed the deal.
And it's a really good recursion target for Snapcast.
Yeah, nice, cheap, easy, and kill stuff.
I would also like to mention Panharmonicon.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we were talking about how that's our favorite card from the set and our worst card from the set?
Yeah, I mean, it was legit. But sadly, I didn't see that much of it.
Yeah, because you didn't see a lot of my Scarecrow.
I mean, that and nobody here around plays that many ETBs. Because I was going through Alesha, I have like 5 ETBs in the deck. That's it.
I'm all about the with Scarecrows, so one day you'll witness the power of Panharmon.
Once I piss you off enough, right?
Kind of.
Because let's face it, that's what happens.
And again, just one more honorable mention, Masterpiece Wurmcoil Engine. Because that doesn't need.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I want to talk about your most hated card of the year.
So, I wouldn't say hated, most, the biggest disappointment of the year. We had the Commander 2017 spoilers coming up, and we were all hype, and then some stupid mock-up of a card showed up. It said Okagachi, and that was the dragon. I was like, yeah, but somebody made a really bad rules text. Turns out, nah, that's the actual rule text.
Yeah, that was kind of tragic.
Yeah, I had so much faith that Okagachi is going to be basically destroying everything, but no. It barely destroys a thing, maybe.
Doesn't even... Like, you know...
Final Judgment?
Final Judgment that exiles all creatures and Okagachi doesn't exile a single thing?
Yep. Hell, I would be fine, you know, if he smacked somebody you pay, like, huge amount of life, destroy all the lands that that player controls. Fuck, why not?
Yeah, they're not gonna do that, but destroy all non-land permanents he controls? That's fine.
Sure, I'll be fine with that.
You know who does that? Almost? Nova Blast Worm.
I'm sad that I can't play... I don't like playing in those colors because I like the guy. But, green white sucks. To me.
And... For me, the most annoying card of the year, well, I was going to say Bristling Hydra, but guess what? it's from Ixalan. Not Ixalan.
It's from Kaladesh.
From Kaladesh and not Aether Revolt.
So, and 2016 has been fucking up Nyxia's playday.
Turns out it's a card from... So, I was sorting through the cards and I actually noticed that nothing really annoyed me as much. So I'm just gonna say that... Arachbo just annoyed me the most.
Yeah, I can see that. Also, thing that annoyed me was that Mana Drain isn't, like $15 so I can buy it. I mean, 15 Kuna so I can buy it, just easily.
That you can blame Wizards and Hasbro, you know, screwing up.
I mean, they could have made Mana Drain common easily.
Of course they could.
Imagine that draft.
Sounds like... And then they said that specifically for this draft environment, we're bringing back Mana Burn. Hey, be careful what you counter.
I mean, there is one way to counter the Mana Drain pick at common. Play a really fast deck so the opponent can't actually, you know, profit that much.
Yeah, but
all the 1 and 2 mana drops.
That sounds like too much of a hassle.
That's too much of a hassle indeed to get cheap cards. But you know, anything else you hated?
Nope, not really.
There is something you're going to hate in the next segment, I think. The mechanic.
Oh, so we're going to start with most hated mechanic now.
Oh yeah, for you, because you actually have that.
Sure. So my worst mechanic actually started as one of my, like, favorite mechanics of last year, and that's energy.
Yeah.
So energy,
how the mighty have fallen.
Energy seemed cool, but energy just isn't cool at all. It's a mistake.
It's an official
mistake.
Things have happened that, you know, have caused energy to be super strong, while everything else is weak.
The biggest problem is that everything that uses energy isn't really understated for its cost.
Yeah, like attune the Aether?
Attune with Aether? Attune with Aether just gives you... Well, in an energy deck, it gives you everything.
Yeah.
It's too powerful in an energy deck, but outside of an energy deck,
It's lay of the land with a small upset that you will maybe use once.
Yeah, then you have, like, the cub that...
long test cub.
Yeah, it's a 2-mana 2-2 that pumps itself up and produces energy.
No, it's a 2-mana 8-8.
Almost.
Because let's face it,
And then we have the Hydra that should have given itself only hexproof, not grow, just hex, so you can actually combat it with smaller creatures.
No.
What?
This is magic as the Richard Garfield intended it.
Yeah, especially the 3-mana 3/2 that draws a card. I mean, just a 3-mana 3/2 that draws a card is insane by itself.
Not insane, but it's really good.
It's really good. And
but once it, gives you energy, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, the energy decks weren't doing anything until the Rogue Refiner arrived. And things got banned.
Yeah, until the bans, everything was lacking.
And then suddenly, look, the Copter is gone, Emrakul is gone, the Reflector Mage is gone by default. Guess we have energy now.
It all started with the Aetherworks Marvel. And then suddenly people... And when people lost the Marvel, and after the bannings of Saheeli, and people were like, oh, what are we gonna do? Energy decks are useless now. Oh. Turns out they're not useless. They're still amazing mid-range decks.
I mean, let's face it, Marvel was never an actual energy card. It has energy on it, but it's not really an energy card.
Yeah, it was just that I win.
Yeah, basically, flip a coin and, you might win.
Or spin a fidget.
Basically.
Also, the biggest problem was that it's non-interactive. There's no way of...
Yeah, but if you put a way for it to be interactive, it would be really sucky.
Be balanced.
I mean, it would be like leeches. And you know how Mark Rosewater feels about leeches.
I don't know.
Leeches, you know what leeches is.
Well, I think that takes away your...
No. Leeches is a card from Homelands that...
The leeches that remove poison counters.
Yeah. He fucking hates that, so I'm guessing the same thing goes with this.
But why does he hate it?
Basically, it's your poison, you're having this, otherworld infection, and you shouldn't be able to remove it just like that.
Yeah, but energy is, it's stolen on Kaladesh, so there's flavor reasons to have Leech in Kaladesh.
I mean, plus, isn't like Aether everywhere, isn't the energy thing that could be, implemented on other planes?
Well, here it's and like then you special, and then you can like just suck it out, but...
Yeah, bitch, suck it out.
Okay, enough of this. So, tell me, what was your worst mechanic?
Well, I'm actually not sure. I didn't hate any mechanic that much. Sounds I was gonna good. Say, let's say a double face card, but no, they were actually awesome.
So we can actually just go on to the best mechanic.
I was gonna say maybe the whole your lands don't untap next untap, but not really.
It's not. It's a mechanic that
it's,
harms
it's not
the
a
user,
real mechanic.
So
yeah, I don't mind that. You should have those. Eternalize was nice. I mean, what was the actual mechanic of Ixalan? You have Raid, which is awesome.
But it's not.
No, but I'm kind of partial to the Mardu, so you know.
There's an Enrage mechanic, which was just
Enrage. It's fucking awesome because you just poke your dinosaur a bit and then it gets angry. And it kind of heals you for a reason, I'm not sure which. Basically, you have a huge cut, and then you poke your dinosaur, and then it's healed.
I mean, it's amazing that you have this giant ballista on your side and a dinosaur, and then you just start shooting your dinosaur, and that a dinosaur attacks the enemies and not you.
Or even better, your huge ballista shoots your dinosaur, and then you get knowledge because of that.
Get rewarded.
Yeah, but no, but you get actual knowledge, you draw cards. What the hell? How? You have, the dinosaur has a huge bolt in its head and looks at you. So, this is how you solve this equation.
That sounds completely legitimate.
I mean, that's how the card works, for fuck's sake. Also, why doesn't the ballista just kill the opponent is beyond me, because opponent is a planeswalker, and the ballista is a huge siege engine.
But then again, the opponent is a planeswalker that can summon planeswalkers.
Okay, let's put it like this. How can Rafik of the Many survive a shot from the guy, from Ballista? He is a guy in armor, but he's just, still a normal guy in armor.
Well, he'll survive 3 shots if he's attacking.
But how many shots can a person normally take from a siege engine?
That can take only 1.
Wow. But Glory Seeker can take 2 for some reason.
No, he can take 1 hit, the second one gets him.
Yeah, but still, that's 1 more that I would think, is survivable.
He's like really, really pumped for battle.
He really wants glory.
He wants that glory so hard.
Yeah, those are the things that confuse me in Magic. Why does this work? And why does Pyroclasm kill all the Merfolk inside the sea?
Let's not think about cards. Just do what the cards do. Okay.
Anywho, Nixia.
So my favorite mechanic of this year was the Ixalan Transform mechanic.
Those are sweet.
Because in my mind, all of the Transform cards are just insane. Like every single one of them, including the Bloodfast.
And the Cannons.
Everything is just great. They're amazing. They're good effects early game. They're great effects late game. They're always useful. And they transform. And they have a gorgeous backside art.
And even much more gorgeous with the promos.
Yes.
Which I still didn't get any, but, you know. I mean, yeah, but plus we got things like, you know, a Gas Cradle reprinted, kinda.
Kind of, yeah. And we're gonna get Tolarian Academy.
Kind of, which makes you work so much more for it.
Oh, I'm gonna go make some storm deck.
Yeah, our friend in Denmark, who recently moved to Denmark, thought that was 2 mana. The vault.
Yeah, the 2 mana, no.
Yeah, he was like, I was like, he told me, but why wouldn't you play this in Vintage or Legacy? It's, you know, really cheap. I was like, 4 mana isn't cheap? What do you mean 4 mana? Turns out, reading the card explains the card.
Do you have a favorite mechanic?
What were the sets? We had Devastation, Ixalan. I mean, I actually liked the Eternalized guys from Devastation. Yeah. It was actually freaking sweet. You kill a thing and then it comes back much more bigger and badasser.
Yeah, the only bad thing about Eternalize is that it was basically Embalm.
Yeah, but much better.
Yeah,
Plus, you didn't get God Pharaoh's Gift with Embalm.
Yeah.
I kind of want to make a deck in EDH that uses that card, because that's a really fun card.
It turns out it's actually super powerful in Standard.
Yeah, when I was talking to Marco many, many, many months ago, I was like, I would play that deck. He was like, but a Braid is a thing, so nobody's gonna play it. Turns out.
Surprise.
Yeah, why isn't the Braid played more in, you know, the whole meta?
Played.
But how much?
Well, in Energy decks, I don't think it's played in the main board, but like, in other decks that have red, I think it's played in the...
Yeah, in Mono Red, I guess, at least.
That's why... the Reanimator decks are actually running Refurbish as well.
Yeah.
So they can get it back.
I was also talking to him about that, because that was an obvious card to include. But yeah, I really like that mechanic, plus I like the whole pre-release of our Devastation. I had much fun with that, and we opened actual good cards. I like the last one. Fucking pirates and dinosaurs and stuff. Yeah, I didn't open anything good. I opened the Search for a Skanta in my pool. But I couldn't play it because I had mostly dudes. So, you know.
I know. So, from our favorite mechanic, we can come to our favorite set. Did you have a favorite set?
I think I just blew it with the Our Devastation. Because it was not just fun to, you know, play with it. It was fun story-wise. Not just, you know, the boss is being a badass, but the whole plane actually being destroyed for once.
Not completely destroyed.
Not completely
but,
destroyed
you know.
Because they pushed it out at last minute with that. I wouldn't actually mind it if they actually vanquished the life on the whole plane.
That would be
really grim dark. Yes, I would like that.
I was gonna say ballsy.
Yeah, but you sometimes need, you know, grim dark tales because Innistrad itself wasn't that dark, which is ironic.
Yeah.
This was much more darker and there was much more despair. And yet heroism at the same time. So yeah, our Devastation was pretty sweet.
Well, my favorite set of the year... was Commander 2017.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
It
did bring some, like, really bad, some really strong cards, maybe too strong, but I like that set.
Mm.
I mean, compared to the rest of the sets, I just
like
it.
I was like, I'm gonna buy this, then I was like, you know what. The hype really went down for me quickly, I don't know why. On the other hand, if I could get, like, Commander 2016, I would get that one instantly.
I still really liked it because of the few names that were actually important.
You mean things like Amiri and stuff?
And Edgar Markov.
Yeah, Edgar did the wrecking of people. Especially my face.
Edgar's.
Yeah, it was really sucky to play on 1v1 against him.
I bet. I mean, it's just that the set is I just love almost all the commander sets, except the monocolored. Those were...
Yeah. But I mean, even they weren't that bad.
I just like it when they decide to take commander in new directions, try new... And the partner mechanic. No, wait, that was last year. Oh, sorry.
So, I'm hoping to get 2-colored next year.
Maybe 6-colored.
Good luck with that.
I mean, when are they gonna make a colorless?
I was hoping they were gonna do it this year or last year. Can't remember which was the...
I think that 2-colored... Are they? Maybe they're going to go with the theme. I mean, there was nothing wrong with this year's tribal theme.
And we are gonna have 4 decks next year, not 5.
So, very likely it'll be...
I mean, most likely.
I don't mind that at all.
I didn't mind, 4-colored ones not being on topic besides 4 colors.
Everything, I mean, with themes they can do any kind of deck. And I really don't think they should be concerned about color balance a set.
Yeah,
like
I know. Part of me is just hoping to get 2-color because that's the part of the what we're missing.
Yeah, Commander is still their best product every year, so...
Yep.
I'm sure I won't be this...
Do you want to make a short spoiler thingy?
Spoiler?
Thing has come up on my Facebook there. I'm not sure if it's legit or not, but here you go.
Well, if it's not a mythic spoiler, it's not real.
Let's see.
Oh, wait a moment. What's this?
So, Nixa, read what I sent.
These are Ixalan cards.
Rivals of Ixalan.
Yeah, Rivals of Ixalan. Oh,
okay, Nixa, what is the card?
What?
Can you read what the card has?
Which one? There are 3.
I've sent you just one.
One. Oh,
I sent you on...
I see, Angrath. Yeah. Well, this is a diversion. Okay, so Angrath, the Flame Chained. 3 black and a red. Legendary creature... Legendary Planeswalker, Angrath. Man, I'll get used to it. So, 4 loyalty for +1. Each opponent discards a card and loses 2 life. Okay, that's fine. -3, gain control of target creature, untap it, blah blah blah. And you sacrifice it if it costs 3 or less. So
basically, he bitch slaps a guy so hard it works for him for a while, but if it's a weakling, he gets bitch slapped too hard.
And if it's a big guy, he is like, he did it once and that's it.
Yep.
Okay, I mean, that's kind of a high cost for not doing anything, but that's okay. For -8, each opponent loses life equal to the number of cards in his or her...
It's interesting, it's not stellar.
I mean, in Commander, it will basically...
If you ever get to it.
Yeah, let's... +1 to just discard a card.
Yeah. We should set each player loses... discards a card, and each opponent loses to life.
Why
would
you
want
to discard your card?
Niksha, are we being serious right now, or...?
I mean, I know it fits into Alesha, but...
No, not just that, I like Gravid strategies in general.
I know, but still, it's a pirate.
He is a pirate.
Never mind. So yeah, this is actually, this is a good way to make Planeswalkers. He doesn't protect himself, but he does give you, like, value, incremental value over time.
Yeah, he kind of protects himself if the guy he takes is the only guy they have.
Yeah, but he's left at 1 F.
Yeah. Well, better hope they, A, aren't running red, B, aren't, having more dudes.
I mean, you're running black and red, so yeah. It's your job to make sure they don't have any. I mean,
plus,
if you're making a Rakdos control deck, which is possible, this could actually work really well in that.
A silly play would be if you play huge Eldrazi because of the Rakdos Lord of Riots, and then you -3 your own Eldrazi, just to give it, haste. It's not a thing you'll do usually, but it's some next level thinking.
So, Igor, there are actually 2 more cards that were spoiled.
Were they? Yeah. I did not actually see them.
So, you wanna...
Sure. This is a bit,
off the
random,
topic?
But give me the links, Nixa.
Here's one. They're uncommons, but they're kind of...
Huh.
There you go.
I'm waiting for the dinosaur to load up, but... Oh god. So, because I'm on Tessa's computer, I clicked on a thing, and it's now opening, but in Opera, because she works in Opera, and I'm working in Chrome. So this is annoying. But yeah, trashing Brontodon for 1 green-green. It's a dinosaur, it's a 3-4, which is actually kind of nice, 3 mana, 3-4.
Yes, 3
mana. And a generic sacrifice trashing Brontodon, destroy target artifact or enchantment. Yeah, it's cool.
Cool.
That's a small thing. And Aztokan Seer for one and a green and white. 2/3 human druid. Add one mana pool of any color to your mana pool or sacrifice the dude. Return target dinosaur card from your graveyard to your hand. It's okay. It's interesting.
I mean, the 3/4 dinosaur for 3 is really cool.
Yeah.
A really but nice addition for a dinosaur.
These two cards kind of work well together. You kill a thing, you get sacrifice Aztokan Seer to get the thing, the Bronto them back, and then you kill another thing.
Hooray for killing.
So yeah, apparently the spoiler season has begun a bit earlier.
So, wanna keep on with the actual topic?
Where were we?
We were talking about a favorite set, and you say that you have favorites.
Oh, I said Our Devastation was my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say my most hated. Not hated, but... So, the set I dislike the least is Explosives of Ixalan, but not for the reason you might think. I actually think it's a good set and the game seems fun. But our game shop has decided to just get one for the demo and not to, you know, get any more to sell. Caused me to be all kinds of salty. So, you know.
I guess we'll just print the pieces on cardboard.
Or we could go to shop. We could go to shop one day and actually, you know, try it out, if they have it.
Well, I think it's a no-brainer what my least favorite set is. So, you know, it's Aether Revolt and I mean, it does have some of my favorite cards, but it also, it's...
Salt inducing.
The second part of Kaladesh.
So, what is the next topic?
Commander of the...
Gee, this is kind of boring for both of us, isn't it? Actually, no, it's boring only for me.
So, yeah,
But definitely Alesha, because I've been working a lot on her this year. I spent too big of amount of money to actually say on the air, because I'm kind of getting ashamed right now. But yeah, I spent a lot of time working on her, playing her, doing the primer. I recently updated it even more, and I'm still having a blast playing her, even though it's been like, it's going to be 2 years right now, I think, around this time.
Nice.
Since I picked her up. And it evolved from a really dirty do-nothing deck into this monstrosity. And I'm happy.
Cool. So, my commander is not the one that you might think. It's not going to be Sig River Cutthroat.
What?
So, my commander of the year is actually KNT.
Wow.
Why? Well, it's because they're a blast to play. And not just because they're a blast to play for me, but whenever I borrow them to my friends, they just enjoy playing it. Because it's just something that people don't often really do. Just get some ramp. It's not filled with ramp, because that's the commander's job to ramp you.
Yeah.
And just play big stuff. Really enjoyable when you can play an angel that brings you back another angel, and then a wild pair gives you a third angel.
I mean, people like playing big, dirty guys.
And they often don't, you know, actually do it, because it's not really optimal. It's not really a game strategy that's, you know, how to say it. It's not often a winning strategy.
I mean, Angry Omnath says fuck you.
I mean, Angry Omnath just has to play lands.
Yeah. Big dudes. Big ramp all the time.
And I didn't notice that people actually hate playing against that deck, because the deck can get really unfair at some points. I mean, turn 2 Oath of Druids, come on. Turn 2 Oath of Druids, I turn in a Thrasios or something like that.
And it's Thrasios, Thrasios is kind of a stupid card.
He's a 1/3.
Really, Niksha? Really?
Is it just a 1? I mean, when I borrow the deck and they play a turn 2 Oath of Druids, it's suddenly, oh look, I have Ulamog suddenly.
I mean, yeah, but what I'm thinking about Thrasios is scary when he's in the command zone, because you know, oh no.
I mean, I like Thrasios, but a bit later in the
game. Yeah, what I'm saying is Thrasios in the command zone means infinite mana is going to give you everything you want and, you know, things. And
he actually wins the game with infinite mana, so that's nice.
Nice.
And I'm hoping that me playing big, stupid things will make people play, you know, Swords to Plowshares.
You mean like I do?
But then again, Swords to Plowshares don't help you all the time. You can only remove one of my guys.
I can always kill old lands. Or the recent addition to the deck, I can always play the Magus of the Moon.
Yep, but I still have, like, and a couple of basic lands.
I know.
So yeah, that's my Commander Adir, and obviously, close second is Sig River Cutthroat.
Yeah, Sig made a lot of fun moments. Including our dueling GTA duels.
A duel of fates.
Definitely. Now I want to, if I knew video editing, just to make that scene that everybody has Umezawa GTA. Typical game of Commander.
So, since Commander is such a fun format and we like it very much, I will not say anything about my, not Commander, like, as in the Commander I've didn't like this, because I like everything.
I mean, I also like everything and everyone. I'm just gonna say that our friend Marcos Kefnet was an annoying son of a bitch. And it's only annoying because it's actually really good.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm not hating him. I'm just hating him with a passion.
So, our next one is an interesting one. Announcement of the year. So, this can be a set announcement, actually, any kind of announcement that Wizard made. So, come on, Igor, you have an interesting one.
First, I'm going to go with my honorable mention. And that is the thing that's keeping me really hyped right now. That's Dominaria reveal. Especially when we got the poster of a couple of main characters.
Mm.
Which is my main man, Teferi, Joyra, and Karn.
Karn, who is hopeful.
Or at least him being 7 mana and being awesome again.
He's going to get it. They learned their mistake.
I think they made it 7 exactly because it's, you know, the Tron lands and it's Urza's and everything.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll make him 7 again.
Oh, nope. Nope.
Because they learned that Tron is still a good enough deck. It's still a tier 1 deck.
Yeah.
And they just don't want to help him out too much because I'm sure that Wizards don't want to ban Tron.
I mean, Eugene is good at 8 mana, so I'm hoping he will be good as well. And now for the actual moment of the year, or announcement, or whatever. So, at 24th of April 2017, the Rules Committee has declared that, you know, Leovold Emissary of Trust is banned. And Protean Hulk is unbanned. And nobody was, you know, neutral about this announcement. You either loved it or you hated it. And I'm in both, actually. camps. Because Leovold had to go, but then again, I had fun playing against Leovold, and Protean Hulk is stupidly powerful, and on the other hand, he's stupidly powerful, so.
Yeah, now you can both play with him, but then again, you have to play.
Yeah, and in most venues of Commander, you know, normal EDH, it's not gonna touch you that much, Protean Hulk, but in the competitive EDH, it has shifted almost exclusively around him. Yeah, a lot of decks are just, you know, Hulk decks, because he's so easy to win with. You have those, you have Blood Pod decks, which is basically Blood Moon and Birthing Pod. Some Reanimator decks and some Control decks, and that's about it. And everything else is Thrasios and Hulk.
Well, let's just hope then they ban it.
I wouldn't actually, you know, want him banned again. Of course, I want my main squeeze Braids back again, but you know.
Of course.
I mean, she's not that powerful, but they just banned her as a commander.
Yeah, but you know why they made the unified list.
Because once in a blue moon you will have a swamp and a soul ring in your hand. Oh.
Okay, so, my favorite announcement of the year was Modern Masters 2017, and not the announcement of the set, because I was like, it's another set, whatever. But when those spoilers started coming in.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, exactly. It was like, I can't believe this, they're actually doing this. And when I thought they, like, given us so much already, like, they're showing Liliana, they're showing Snapcaster Mage, they're showing Goyf, they're showing all these good things, and when I thought they were done, suddenly Cavern of Souls as well. It was just a amazing set, and the commons and uncommons, everything was like amazing, and it's just great. I mean, I didn't get any of those cards, but just the idea that they're willing to do such things is really good. I like it a lot.
And don't forget we got a Modern Masters and an Iconic Masters set this year.
Yeah, but
and unstable.
I know, but you know, unstable was like really close, really close. But it's, you know, ultimately it's an unplayable set.
Yeah, with really pretty lands.
Yeah, I got my was on 3 drafts, and that was enough to get me 9 forest, which is the
I got none because, you know, didn't like it.
That was the perfect amount for my mono green. So there, that's
until you decide that you want to have another deck.
We're not going to go over this because then I'll actually get hyped up about the deck. Let's not do this to me right now, okay? This is a happy time. Let's stay positive.
I don't know. I tried to stay positive on the internet and remember what happened to me.
No. Staying positive and stating your opinions is not the same thing.
I was stating my opinions positively. Anywho, the next and I think the final one.
Yep. Is the story moment of the year.
The actual lore story of the year.
Yeah, the actual story of
we have the same moment.
We do. We definitely do. And I think that anyone listening to us will know which moment it was.
The same story. I can't remember the name of the story. But remember that time when we watched the story unfold through eyes of Nicol Bolas? That was fun. That was fun times.
I mean, there were like two. Those were like two good moments. There was that one point when we saw what Nicol Bolas did to the plane when he first arrived.
Oh yeah.
And then we have the best one, which is just Bolas versus the Gatewatch.
You mean Nicol Bolas bouncing, getting left and right like a bouncy yeah. ball?
Just completely annihilated.
That was a silly moment. That was nice.
And of course, in the end, he announced that Ralzarek actually...
And apparently Vraska in the end.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the art book was... I can't really say it was leaked, but because art book is pretty public knowledge, right?
Yeah.
It was shown. So we have the details of the next story, which we won't discuss here, but in our regular episode... That will do next week, hopefully.
Oh, definitely next week.
So we can agree on that that story moment. And do we even want to talk about our least liked story moment?
I mean, we can just mention it. We just didn't like the poor execution of the whole Gatewatch being on Kaladesh.
Yep.
Look at us! We're here! Then even though the Kitty Cats told us not to go to Amonkhet, let's go to Amonkhet.
Yeah, I really didn't like the part where everyone from the Gatewatch arrived at Kaladesh, because I just didn't see any reason why should they come there. And we had such a nice opportunity for, you know, just 2-3 characters just developing like that.
Yeah.
As individuals and not as a whole group.
I mean, Jace finally got the chance to go as an individual by forgetting, you know, what kind of individual he used to be. So that's nice.
And we had a really nice story with him.
Yeah,
much as I heard, I didn't actually...
Apparently, Vraska and Jace are the best, cutest couple ever.
And took was for one of them to almost kill the other, and the other completely forgetting about it.
Yeah.
I guess killing makes the heart grow fonder.
Aww. So remember, kids, if you want to get that yellow, I'm not gonna finish the sentence.
Don't. if you... No. We should learn from the story. If you want to get that girl, buy her some tea.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with having amnesia.
No, buy her some tea.
I mean, that's always a good advice. Buy chicks some tea. Also, buy yourself some tea.
Tea is really nice.
Good, nice, loose tea. Not, you know, the bullshit in the tea bags. Actual loose tea.
There we go. Also, in some things.
About ourselves, about life.
So, Igor, what do you hope for... Magic in 2018.
We need to have a really good commander set next year, and Dominaria needs to be really stupidly good.
In what way stupid? Like flavor fun. Wise or
fun flavor wise? Is the most important. Flavor is most important because that's Dominaria for fuck's sakes. Mm.
Yeah, I think this is the set that will be actually defined by its lore.
Yeah, and we need to see what the hell happened to Dominaria.
Multiple sets on the...
No, we need to see what happened on Dominaria and how is it shaping out.
Wrong. Okay, yeah. Well, Dominaria will... I think it will probably lead us into New Phyrexia. I have a feeling. So.
I don't want to go to New Phyrexia back again.
Why not? It's so much cool things like Phyrexian mana. Remember Phyrexian mana?
It didn't break anything
of
ever.
Of course you remember Phyrexian, man. It was banned just a couple of months ago.
Also, Legacy players, do you remember Phyrexian mana? Remember how fun Mental Misstep was?
Phyrexian mana was reprinted in Unstable, come on.
What? Which card?
Full Spike.
Oh yeah, I forgot about her.
But everybody likes Spike.
Oh yeah, I don't mind Phyrexian mana, but some cards it's on, it's kinda silly.
I know. What I'm hoping for next year is... Well, I'm looking forward to the rotation.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely.
I hope that they won't counteract the power of Kaladesh by making things even more powerful. And
you
I'm looking forward... Sorry?
Yeah, you just continue.
I'm looking forward to hoping that Wizards will learn the right lesson. And that's... It's not the mana that's the problem. It's the creatures they make. In cons,
and the lack of answers?
In cons, it wasn't the fetches that were the problem. I mean, yeah, sure, mana was super consistent, but it was the Siege Rhino that was the problem. People disliked Siege Rhino. And can we just take a moment and remember Ravnica Innistrad? One of the best standard formats? I mean,
depending
for me,
on
at least.
Depending on which part of the format we're coming in.
I just can't remember the exact sets, but I know that there was Ravnica and there was Innistrad.
Yep.
And those two combined had almost perfect mana, because you had the Shockland.
Definitely.
And you had the Checkland. And mana, and you had 10 Checklands, and you had 10 Shocklands. So the mana was flawless almost.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it was amazingly fun for me. It was a set where I pulled off a 120 card deck, and it worked. It was
plus, partly, you're kind of biased because it's Ravnica.
That too. But then again, that was a set where Omnidor Thragfire was a deck. An actual deck.
That and also, you know, the whole Sphinx of Revelation deck.
Yeah, but even with that deck, that deck wasn't dominant the whole time.
It wasn't, luckily.
The meta was ever shifting, ever flowing, and you could actually build your decks in a multitude of ways, and this recent year, it feels like the sets just bring you pre-constructed decks that build themselves. I mean, Mardu vehicles, energy decks, I didn't see a lot of, like, space for creativity in these decks. I mean, the biggest creativity I saw was putting in cartouches of knowledge in an energy deck.
Yeah.
Wow, really. It was like, back in, what I remember of Magic is, it was like making a machine out of really bad parts. And now you have really good parts to make a good machine. And that's like, I don't like that. It just makes for too predictable decks and deck building.
Hopefully things get better.
I mean, I don't think so, because they said they're not gonna make mana as consistent as that ever again. So
until we go back to Dominaria, and then Dominaria, Ravnica.
Yeah, that makes me actually fear that they're not gonna put in 10 Shocklands again anymore. But they must. They must.
Kinda, yeah.
And
or they make Bolt lands. Fuck you.
Also, that they remember the importance of hate.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about the bad kind of hate, but
unlimited power.
But imagine Aven Mind Sensor. In cons.
Yes, yeah. Please crack that fetch
come
land.
Come on,
yes.
On, crack that fetch. Oh, look, 3 mana destroy target land. Wow! And
fucking
I get the 2-1 flying. That's amazing.
I fucking love Mind Sensor.
Or imagine Pithing Needle as Kaladesh came in. Pithing Needle in Kaladesh. Not as a masterpiece, but as an actual card in the set. What?
Ooh.
How would the set look like then?
Turn one, name the Marvel.
Or, you know, turn two. Turn three, name Saheeli. And then you have to waste a turn to get rid of your needle. Gives you a turn to get ready for the combo.
Or not a needle.
In worst case scenarios, yeah, needle just bought you a turn.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the importance of hate. Or remember when Delirium and Zombies were, like, the biggest decks? Where was the Graveyard Hate then? It was pretty non-existent.
I mean, you know why it was non-existent, because they switched the rotation
yes,
order.
I know. But, you see what happened. If there was graveyard hate, Delirium, I mean, Delirium wouldn't be non-existent. It would be just be harder to maintain your Delirium status.
Yeah.
Like, Rest in Peace is like a super hard counter, but...
Oh, it's really good.
But, you know, this, the totem from Ixalan that scries you for one and exiles all cards from a graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
That's a one-time effect. You can rebuild from there.
I mean, you also have the land from, Our Devastation, was it?
What land?
Land that, sacrifices,
desert? Yeah, the desert land, yeah. That too. You have to sacrifice your land and you get rid of all the graves.
Yeah.
So yeah. Let's just hope they learn the right lessons from Kaladesh.
Yeah. Is there anything else we need to do?
Well, this concludes this year. It was a good year, I would say.
It's been a good year.
For us, it was. For our show and...
Mm-hmm. Plus, we had fun. We had many good shows, we had many good guests, and we're going to have much more next year.
Yep. Let's hope we'll get even better. Because
we
learn from our mistakes.
Most of the time. Anywho, this is it, right?
This is it. I mean, this episode will be published after the new year, but we're actually recording it on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, and yeah, no matter when you send me the thing, it's gonna be after New Year's.
Yep.
Because I'm gonna go to work in an hour. Hooray! Through whole night. It's great being a waiter, I'm gonna kill myself.
Don't worry, I'm going to a party.
Go die in hell. Or die and then go to hell, I guess?
I'll see you there.
I'll be working, don't worry. But yeah, you can find all our information in the show notes. All the card spheres, all the Twitters and everything, contact us if you want to. And this has been episode 58 of the Elder Dragon Turtle podcast. As always, the Emperor protects.
And a happy new year to all of you.